a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, which was voted by USA Today the best minor league ballpark in all America. Our ballpark is a real Quad Cities treasure. 87 years old and scenically located on the beautiful Mississippi River, and at night with our Ferris wheel all lit up and the Centennial Bridge lit up, it's a picturesque setting right here in the Quad Cities that any Quad Citizen would be proud of. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast isn't technically a Quad Cities treasure, and it's really not illuminating in any way, but their company P.O. Box is in the Quad Cities, and that's a fact. I hope you guys enjoy today's podcast.
It's Christmas in July.
That's all we can play.
We're giving you...
Don't play anymore.
We're giving you Christmas in July. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5
God,
Things.
God, I hate dealing with it in December.
We have reached the more than halfway tipping point for the year. There are now fewer days left than we've had. It's 183rd
day. Back to school specials. Keep your eyes open for them, kids. Get those
Hello there.
Triple trap folders or whatever they're called.
There's nothing Darren enjoys more than back-to-school shopping.
By the way, as I pulled up and I took a look at your basketball pole,
yeah,
I can totally jam on that.
Well, here's hoping.
I'm going to totally jam
on
that.
That's the plan.
If you're going to put
what we have in mind is the Space Jam.
If you're going to put up the backboard right on that thing, mm-hmm. I'm totally going to jam.
It'll eventually be a little higher than it's at right now. It's a work in progress, jackass.
2 feet tall.
Well, it's
no, I understand you got to get the foundation.
These things are
first.
Done in pieces.
It's a foundation, literally.
Quite literally. Well, I go to Lowe's on Friday. I was at Lowe's 4 times this weekend.
Oh,
isn't that the worst?
I was there too. I was getting mulch.
Funny, I didn't see you there.
I was getting mulch, and the kids were kind of giving me the business. First of all, I pull up where they have the mulch, and they kind of load the mulch.
Sure.
Hopefully will help you load the mulch.
Okay.
So there's one guy in front of me. I pull up. I park the car. I run in real quick. It took me 5 seconds to basically say I want 20 bags. I come back out, and I've got my receipt, and the guy's like, you know, next time you're really supposed to get the receipt first. And there's no one behind me.
Uh-huh.
And so it's... He's like, next time you're really supposed to, you don't park your car here until you have the receipt. And I'm like, and I don't know why it came to me this way. I just kind of threw my hands up in the air, and I just went and I, c'est la vie.
That is the least. If we had from now till kingdom come,
so
I would not have predicted that would have been your response.
Well, it just came out of nowhere. I don't know why I said it either, but I was just like, "C'est la vie." And it kind of puzzled them a little bit.
I imagine it did.
So then I go, so I got give me 20 bags of the brown mulch,
uh-huh.
And this kid starts grabbing the red mulch.
What did I just say, dummy?
And I said. And the other kid goes, you did say red. There's no way in hell I said red. Why would anyone say red? Brown mulch, dummies. Now all of a sudden you're...
If the kid would have thrown the red mulch in your back of your truck and said, say lovey, I would have enjoyed that immensely.
Yeah, that I would have allowed.
Yeah.
But now you guys are starting to piss me off a bit.
Well, I get there. I'm looking to get the concrete. And...
Say lovey.
I walk in the concrete, and there's a guy who I guess used to work at the radio station.
Uh-huh.
He's like, hey, Dave. And I was like, oh, yeah, how's it going? I hadn't seen this guy in forever. He's like, yeah, I left radio and went into stand-up comedy. And I was living with Vinnie Paul for a couple of years out in Las Vegas.
Like, he's dead.
Well, he just died last week, didn't he?
I know. Like, what can you tell us?
I know.
What sort of role did you play in that?
So I'm saying, yeah. He's like, what are you here for? I'm like, I'm getting some concrete. I got to pour a foundation. I'm trying to figure out, how much I need. And he goes,
how many yards?
He goes, 3 bags tops. He goes, you don't even need more than 150 pounds of concrete.
You don't even know what I'm doing.
I explained to him.
I might be putting in a driveway.
I explained to him. I go, I'm putting in a basketball hoop. I've dug a hole about this big by this big.
All right, so he did have an idea.
Yeah, I gave him dimensions and everything. He goes, three bags will take it. Take care of it. It might be too much.
How much did you
need? I say to the guy, I'm like, it's important that I get this right because I don't want to have to come back here this weekend.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, that was the first of my four trips to Lowe's this week.
How many bags did you really need?
Like 600 pounds.
How many bags is that?
I was like, well, they're 50-pound bags.
Okay.
So the boy and I put the first three bags in there, and it's like an inch off the ground. Like, what do we do? This is ridiculous.
This isn't going to work. I can't jam on this.
No, this isn't. There's too much jam.
This can't support my jam.
No, no.
Because I am going to be probably throwing down some tomahawk dunks on this thing.
Looking forward to it.
At that height, I can.
Are they burning LeBron's jersey now? Are they?
I don't think so. I think they're kind of a little bit calmer this time around. Maybe someone is. I mean, I have to imagine someone's burning his bra.
It's been a long day.
His bra?
It's been a long day, and I was having trouble remembering. Was LeBron his first name or his last name? And for half a second, I thought the cat's name was Simon LeBron. That's LeBron James,
That's
right?
That's not bad. It's not bad.
Simon LeBron.
It's not a bad name.
I'm Simon LeBron. Hungry like the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do. Oh boy, we've got a real program for you today. What a podcast this is going to be! I tell you, it's
very tasty.
Yeah.
No, so then, why did you have to go back three more times just for one bag? Another
bag?
Well,
there were separate incidents that I had to deal with. I had a fire alarm situation.
C'est la vie.
And I get these light bulbs for the kitchen because the light bulb goes out. Mm-hmm. I restore the light bulb, replace the light bulb. I didn't restore it.
You didn't restore anything. You just
meticulously. I restored it.
I restored power to the grid.
No,
what you did is you just basically screwed in a light bulb.
I took the light bulb up and I restored it. Intricate. It's very intricate. You got to work.
You need a nap.
I do need a nap. You're not wrong about that. I don't think it's going to happen today either. But anyway, my point is, I replace the light bulb. I get a two-pack of bulbs. I only need one, but I get a two-pack. Yeah.
Two-pack?
Not the two-pack. Just
There
were two light bulbs in the box, and I put one light bulb in, turn the light on, doesn't work.
So that's when
I say stupidly aloud, well, I'm glad I bought two. The second one.
Of course, the second one didn't work
also
either.
Does not work.
No, there's another problem.
So now I got to go back to there with the receipt, and they go, was there a problem? You know, I need to return these bulbs.
Apparently,
and
bulbs.
He goes, what was,
why didn't you just keep the bulbs for future use?
Because they don't work, dummy. I just told you. The bulbs don't work.
It wasn't.
Well, for future is for what? For crafts? We make Christmas ornaments?
Are you sure the bulbs don't work?
Yes.
Did you try them in a different outlet?
No.
Why not?
What will be the point of that?
It'll be like, well, it's not the bulbs then.
It is the bulbs.
Hmm.
So then I go back and I replace them, and I go, yeah, they don't work. And when you turn a light switch on, it doesn't work. And he's like, and the guy's
brother, we got
a
real handy man here.
Yeah, but the way he asked the question, he's like, so no light then? Like, yeah.
A little light.
I got
to there was a glimmer of light.
It's the opposite of what I needed it to do did.
Yeah.
I already had a dead bulb in the fixture. So then I get a six-pack because I'm like, I'll be damned if I'm doing this again. Got a six-pack of these bulbs.
I would have tested those bulbs elsewhere to make sure it was the bulbs.
Okay, Bob Vila, you tell the story.
Yankee.
So then I bring these bulbs back. I go to put the first one in. The damn thing collapses, like, as I'm screwing it in my hand, so there's just glass all over my face and all over the floor.
You are a piece of work.
I tell you what, I can't. I just can't.
I know you can't.
I can't.
You don't
even
know your own strength.
So now it's like,
you're crushing light bulbs in your hand.
But then, like, the
you big gorilla?
The root of the bulb, whatever the hell that's called, is stuck in there. Now I got to figure out a way to get that out.
Potato.
I didn't have any potatoes.
I've got some mashed potatoes, microwave mashed potatoes. Can I use those?
I go to use
you might actually be able to.
I go to use my fingers, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to end up getting electrocuted. So then I very wisely licked my fingers. Figuring that would somehow protect me from any electric current.
That might help the conduction a little bit.
Right. This was... It was seriously, it was like the joke. Like, how many Dave Lavoris does it take to screw in a light bulb?
You're lucky you didn't kill yourself this weekend.
Every weekend, friend. Every weekend I'm lucky I don't kill myself. If I'm being honest, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, the concrete is poured, and...
Looks good.
I hope to...
When you put up the rest of the pole.
I hope to do it today.
Oh.
I hope to get it done today. I'd like to be able to play some hoops on the 4th of July.
I'm doing second quarter taxes.
Well, for you or for the business?
For us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. It takes about 3 minutes. Not really. It takes a little longer.
Do you have the day off or you got a ball game today?
I have the day off.
How about that? There aren't a lot of ball games left, are there?
Well, eventually there won't be.
I mean,
the major league season is already over, half over.
Right.
I mean, they've played more than 81 games already. Sox have lost most of them, but that's the plan, right?
That is the plan. Boy, I was watching that Twins game yesterday against the Cubs. I really thought they were going to come back and win it, but didn't turn out.
No, they win.
You want to do the top five
we
things?
We can do that.
Because I got five things.
Dave and Darren.
These are the top five.
Yeah, I mean, what are we... It's 4 weeks and the kids are back to school?
Why is it so important to you?
Well, it's August. It'll be August by then, right? And... you get as much swimming in as you can, is all I can say.
Sweet Eileen came out to see us at Uncle Norm's.
She was going swimming.
And she was going swimming immediately after the podcast.
Good deal down there at the Hayes Pool.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time.
And she made the wise decision to not bring Hellboy, because it was 110 degrees.
It was warm.
It wasn't that warm. We actually had a very nice breeze out there at Uncle Norm's.
Yeah, it was great.
It worked out fine for us.
It was great, and, you know... Mention Nacho Radio when you're out there.
Absolutely. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's an idea to keep you kind of cool. Cool off with your favorite hot latte. It can be served over ice. That's a good idea. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join the loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We certainly appreciate that. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO, Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two locations, the one just south of Milan, and, of course, the one at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. They are open 10 till 10 and will be open through July 6th, which is this Friday, and, of course, appointments for purchase always available as well. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, family-owned and operated. So check them out. And the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. But more than that, also try their Slobby Joe. Slow-cooked roast beef, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. They are open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, starting at 10:30. And they're open at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and always mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Cleveland sent us. He really wants you back.
What?
Yeah, he says he misses that
perfect figure.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
Cleveland very much in the news, with LeBron leaving and the FBI thwarting a terrorist attack that was going to happen on the 4th of July. And people calling the cops on children that want to mow lawns. There's just a lot going on there.
Can I mow your lawn? You're going to jail. What did you just say to me? C'est la vie.
You did say red, sir.
No, I didn't.
Sir, you said red. We all heard you say red.
And the kid who said... I couldn't take the kid who said you said real, sir, seriously... Because he had popsicle lips.
How'd you like to mow my lawn? Huh?
What do you mean?
His lips, it looks as like he's been eating popsicles and you've got popsicle lips. How am I going to take you seriously?
Did you say that to the kid?
No,
will
but
you
I should.
Go back and tell that kid, you know, I was here the other day
you
for some
You know, I could
mulch.
Take you a little more seriously, but if you didn't have popsicle lips, you're 18 years old. You're 18 years old and you got popsicle lips. And I'm supposed to take your word for it?
Surely not again. Surely not again.
You mean I want to mulch the color of your lips? No.
You said red. And my grape of popsicle addiction notwithstanding. You did say red, sir.
No, I didn't. I would have never said.
I like how you say nobody should ever say red for mulch. I like that a lot.
Should.
I wouldn't say that. No one should say
no
that.
No one would. Yeah, give me the blue mulch.
How many bags did you end up getting?
Just 20. But we had already gotten 20.
Oh,
and quite
frankly,
we need another 20.
Well.
What? What are you going to do?
I can't walk in that place again. And I need a while.
Well, I'm not gonna ask you to go.
I can't
do
it.
Did you think I was... Hey,
Dave, are you asking me to go? Because I can't do it.
Because I got to go do the company taxes. Could you maybe
I'm not getting your mulch, Darren. I'm not.
Could you go get some 20 bags of mulch for me, man?
Newly conducted poll has named America's favorite Mexican restaurant. This is the People at Harris poll. They polled more than 77,000 people.
How that's possible.
They assessed more than 3,000 brands. What do you think is America's favorite Mexican restaurant?
La Perlita in Decatur.
No, not even on the list.
People
that were 15 and older were allowed to work on things like quality, familiarity, and purchase consideration.
In Bloomington.
No, according to this poll of 77,000 of our fellow Americans, the best Mexican restaurant in the United States is... Taco Bell.
Of course it is. It's the only one they can name.
Best chicken restaurant goes to Chick-fil-A. Chicken restaurant.
My dogs love your chicken, hate your politics.
Let's see. Best burger.
I told them that.
Best burger restaurant is?
Best burger restaurant. Wendy's.
Five Guys Burgers and Fries wins the prize for that particular one. This seems weird. Best pizza chain. I've never heard of this chain, so I doubt you will have heard of it either. Blaze Pizza?
Nope, I don't know that one.
Like, let's get blazed and eat a pizza? Is that the idea?
Maybe.
Blaze Pizza, tell me more.
So there was a girl... I saw...
Fast-fired, custom-built artisanal pizzas. Oh, so it's like a Your Pie kind of deal.
There was a girl that was wearing a t-shirt that said... I think it said... Planet Pizza.
Okay.
I mentioned to... I said, your planet intrigues me. Can you... tell me more about your planet pizza.
Take me to your leader.
She just smiled and said no.
Two.
It's not far from Verbico, but it's a planet of pizza.
Uh-huh. Google is getting in on the... Google is getting into the gaming business, challenging PlayStation and Xbox.
Whoa!
They're going to come out with their own console.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Aren't we going to cure cancer first?
They're working on that, too. The video
game
industry...
By golly, I bet they do it. Yeah, they'll just stick it right in, you know.
It's codenamed Yeti, this project they're working on, which seems weird because there's already a pretty popular company called Yeti.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year, the video game industry generated $108.4 billion dollars.
Very popular.
Google would like some of that. Of course. Why should that all go to Xbox and PlayStation and...
It's ridiculous.
To some degree, Nintendo.
So they have games that they've developed already?
Well, according to Five Insiders, the... People at Google are working on this new gaming venture. It's called Yeti, and they'll have a three-pronged attack for taking on Xbox and the PlayStation. It'll be some sort of streaming platform, some sort of hardware, and an attempt to bring game developers under the Google umbrella. Because if the games aren't good, nobody cares.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a guy today who's in the tech industry, and he was telling me he thinks...
We're going
to
start with Pong.
He thinks it'll be 3 to 4 years before they have anything on the market.
Oh, at least.
And he also said... and this guy follows technology for a living. He's
who doesn't?
He's like, they'll they'll get distracted and move on to something else.
Of course.
They can't focus on anything.
And they're all over the place.
They're all hopped up on coffee
on themselves.
And to some degree themselves.
Number three.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. You can visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com, and they are open 10 till 10 and will be open after the 4th. They'll actually be open through Friday, July 6th. So,
looking at my assortment
here. Oh, boy,
here.
There it is.
Yeah, I can keep it here in the Nacho Radio Studios.
Keeping your powder dry,
well,
so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. When is the big Lavora extravaganza?
On the 4th of July.
On the 4th
of third
July.
And, the
Sundown?
Third and the 3rd and the 4th.
Play Sundown as the fireworks go off.
We're going to get Gordon Lightfoot involved in this.
It's a 4th of July tribute to a great Canadian.
I tried years ago. Years ago, I thought, you know what would be really a neat thing for us to do as a family?
Hmm.
you're gonna hate this as much as everybody else did. I thought it would be nice if just one day...
We acted like we were Canadians?
No. If the three of us, when I put the flag up in front of the house, if the three of us went out there and just said the Pledge of Allegiance, I thought that'd be a nice little bonding moment. Oh, boy. The both of them were like that. You are an idiot if you think that's happening.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't like to hit you over the head with a shovel.
Well, the boys' comment was, I do that every day at school.
I'm already indoctrinated.
This is vacation
the
time.
The indoctrination has already taken place. Now I've got to face this at home?
I got to learn English.
How about you go out there and do it? You go do it yourself. I do it every darn day.
It would be a nice little moment, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, let's just on this day pledge our allegiance. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like, okay, get over it.
I'd like to pledge my blind allegiance to the flag.
All right, everybody, before I start firing these things off.
Before we do this, I want everyone.
Uh-huh. If everyone would just join me for a moment, and now that it's dark, if we could all just enjoy some Gordon Lightfoot, and then I'll start blowing up some of these 200-gram cakes.
I mean, you would have every neighborhood mom just grooving to this. Are you kidding?
I can see her lying back in her satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess.
Oh, don't confess!
Sundown, you better take care.
Now hit those bottle rockets.
Gordon's message is one of safety. You better take care. Please, everybody, let's not blow out any ice.
Make sure you leave the back door unlocked, because I'm coming in right after sundown.
We're going to light off these Roman candles, and then we're all going to go creeping around backstairs.
Maybe get ourselves arrested or shot.
Is Gordon Lightfoot still alive?
Yes.
Okay, because I was getting confused with...
Harry Chapin.
And Jim Croce.
Both dead.
Right.
And
one
have,
died in
and
a plane crash, one died in a car crash.
Yes.
And the thing is, the plane crashed into the car.
No, it didn't. It was it was the separation of like 8 years.
Did you see the story over the weekend with the Iowa State Patrol Saturday morning?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so somebody is... They haven't released the guy's name yet, but somebody was driving like a maniac in Clinton.
Oh.
So the Iowa State Patrol gets involved. They begin their pursuit.
Uh-huh, their investigation.
As our wise sheriff would say.
Mm-hmm.
They start chasing this knucklehead, right? And he's, again, blatant disregard for
uh-huh.
the law.
Right.
In fact, one of the Iowa State troopers was heard to say,
I gotta barbecue your ass, Eva Lassen!
Right, so...
Which sounds delicious.
it does. So he's in pursuit. The Iowa State Patrol tries to pull him off the road here over on 80.
Mm.
He decides... I'm making a run for it. I'm going to the airport. He goes to the airport out there in DeWitt.
And grab a plane?
Airport. Yeah, it gets better. It gets better.
Wow, this is turning into like a Hitchcock movie.
You don't even know how right you are. So he drives through the gate. He busts the gate open with his car.
Natch.
Iowa State Patrol.
You gotta do it. It's a getaway.
What we're dealing with here,
listen,
is a complete lack of respect for the law.
I'm gonna totally Steve McQueen this situation.
Well, here's where the Steve McQueen happens.
Uh-huh.
He's driving, whether he did it on purpose or not, we don't know. He drives as fast as he can into a tanker full of aviation fuel.
Oh, no! Dead?
It explodes. Oh, the car is in flames. He gets out of the car,
yikes,
and the troopers are closing in on him, and he decides, you know what? I'll just go back into the car.
Oh, my Lord.
Or he's quite dead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now that... Talk about cue the John Bon Jovi.
See what I'm saying?
Wow.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
The goddamn Germans got nothing to do with it!
No. Yeah, so if you saw smoke on Saturday morning, that was this knucklehead.
Huh.
Driving full speed ahead away from the Iowa State Patrol.
So he gets out of the car, he would have survived.
Yeah, he just would have been arrested. And he decides,
nope.
I'm going to just wait this out in the flaming car. And here's the thing about aviation fuel. It burns real nice.
Yeah, burns real clean.
Right. Melts steel. Believe it.
Yikes.
What were we at? Number three?
Hold on just a second. I should remind everybody that we are doing the podcast from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Remember that Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, opening at 10:30 Monday through Saturday, and then they're open at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Give themselves a half an hour. What are you going to do? Fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one today.
Number three.
Everybody sleep in half an hour on Sunday. Like, gives you a chance to go to church.
I like the sound of that.
Gives you a chance to go to temple.
A physics professor. Today is the anniversary of the crash in Roswell, New Mexico.
Mm.
An ex-NASA physics professor says many governments have covered up alien encounters. And he says that humanity must face the possibility that UFO sightings are, in fact, alien craft. This guy is a professor at the University of Albany, State University of New York.
Calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
He's a former NASA researcher.
Wonder if that would do it. It'd probably keep him away.
I still need someone to explain to me how anybody thought that was the Beatles.
It doesn't sound like them.
No, it sounds nothing like the Beatles.
Doesn't sound like anything they'd write either.
No.
Covered by the Carpenters, though.
Okay.
They took a stab at it, and they also did Help and Ticket to Ride.
He says Brazil, Canada, Denmark, Ecuador, France, New Zealand, Russia, Sweden, and the United Kingdom have all been declassifying their UF files since 2008. And again, this is a guy who used to do research at NASA.
We're going to believe people in Ecuador?
Well, what do they? Well, why would they make anything up?
It's true.
I find them to be pretty even-handed.
It's true. I'm thinking about spending my final years in Ecuador.
Really?
Yes. Very pleasant weather.
Well, yeah, because it's always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get you're getting the same amount of sun all the time,
which is what I need.
Yeah, you would. You know what? I think you'd thrive in Ecuador.
I don't know if I'm getting enough vitamin D.
Well, why don't you step out from the team store and walk around the concourse every once in a while?
Not allowed.
That doesn't seem fair. Do you get to watch any of the games?
None.
Do they have the TV on so you can watch the games?
We've got shades, drapes,
can you hear foil. The action?
No.
Like, so you find out at the end of the night whether they won or lost?
It's like a soundproof room.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Cone of silence.
Chief, I think we're going to need the cone of silence. Number four.
Yeah, Jaime just shows up with the scores and lets me know.
Okay.
He's gone too, isn't he?
Who is?
Your Dick Gaudier.
Yes.
Yeah, he was Jaime on the Get Smart show.
Jaime.
Yeah.
Not Heine.
Jaime.
Jaime.
That's what I said.
I thought you said Heine.
Not Heine. He wasn't Heine.
Is he a butt robot? That doesn't seem right.
What are you? You're a regular butt robot, aren't
Morton
you?
Morton Grove. Morton Grove, Illinois. Some idiot got scammed out of money by somebody that was impersonating Bruce Springsteen.
Not many!
Bruce Springsteen fan in Morton Grove Learn the hard way.
What do you think he was getting from
is,
Bruce?
This is...
What was he getting from
when
fake Bruce?
When you're this stupid, you deserve to be scammed.
Mm-hmm.
He told police that on June 23rd, he got a text message purporting to be from Bruce Springsteen asking for money.
Like Bruce does.
The victim and the imposter, Bruce Springsteen, exchanged several texts before the victim sent him $1,100. The victim
also... And what's
also,
he get in return? Anything?
The victim...
A prize bundle? A ticket to a show? Nothing?
The victim also gave Bruce Springsteen over $500 in iTunes gift cards. Supposedly, they were going to be used to pay phone bills for senior citizens. Hey, man! I need some iPhone, too!
We got a lot of senior citizens out there that are struggling. You know why there's so many scams?
Because there's so many idiots. Like, I can't summon the tiniest amount of sympathy for somebody this stupid.
Nope.
I'm mad that I didn't find them first and talk my way into taking a grand out of them.
So is fake Bruce Springsteen in trouble, or did they catch him? I mean, do they know who he is?
No, he's still very much on the loose. He gave, again, $1,100 and $500 in iTunes gift cards.
Well, he has those lying around.
This is not the first time that this has happened. Last year, the police in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, had to issue a warning to Springsteen fans about a similar hustle after a woman in town was almost duped by a Bruce Springsteen imposter on Twitter.
Same thing happened to me with a fake John Fogerty.
According to Oak Creek, Wisconsin Police Chief Steve Anderson, quote, Bruce Springsteen or other celebrities are not going to be calling asking for money.
Well, yeah, but now here's their chance to do
you
so.
You tell me now! It made all the sense in the world that the boss... I can't say no to him, he's the boss!
Uh-huh. He calls the shots. 1, 2, 3, 4!
That's the damn stupidest thing I've ever heard. Hey, yeah, man, this is Bruce Springsteen. I need you to give me $500 in cards, man. We're going to use them to pay off senior citizens' phone bills.
Because they are hurting.
If the actual Bruce Springsteen called me...
And
I knew for a fact...
It's him.
I'd be like...
Why would I give you a dime?
I didn't sell 100 million records. You did,
You know how much money I've given you already?
Yes, you know how many... Between the albums and the concerts and the t-shirts?
Yes, and the travel and the hotels?
I've given you plenty of my money.
Right, you've already got it.
Oh, man, it'd be real cool if you could help me out, man. Why don't you go,
No, you can do it. You can afford to do that more than I can. I don't care if old people talk to each other anyway.
It's not enough that I bought Tunnel of Love. Now I gotta pay for this.
Whoa! What are you? What are you saying about Tunnel of Love?
It's better than Glory Days. What's the one that came out the same? Yeah, they put out the
Human Touch. And Lucky Town.
Okay, is that are those? What are the ones you put out on the same day?
That's it. Human Touch.
Tunnel
and
of Love
Town.
Don't be
taking shots at Tunnel of Love.
What's on Tunnel of Love that I would know?
Brilliant Disguise.
I like that song.
Yeah.
How about the song Tunnel of
Love? Tunnel of Love. How about that, maybe?
You like that one?
Uh-huh.
Tunnel of Love was the one that came out after Born in the USA.
Yes, it was. It was the follow-up to that.
Oh, yeah. One Step Up
is a great hit. Yeah. That was a minor hit, but it was a great
tougher
song.
Tougher Than the Rest?
Tougher Than the Rest.
Spare Parts?
Uh-huh.
Like, if honest to God, Paul McCartney called you up.
Yeah.
As like... Hey, Darren, I got your number because you came to so many shows. Could you loan me $300, man?
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, it's for senior citizens. We're going to pay off the phone bills. You would. You would if it was really Paul.
$300? You know how what a short... A blink and he makes $300. There is not a small enough... increment of time to tell you how quick he makes $300. You know what I mean? Like a nanosecond?
You're right. $1,100 then.
It's a nanosecond is all it takes.
You're right. I'm going to need a lot more money.
Yeah. Makeup.
Five.
Five.
Pop, man.
prop man. Prop man, for this next number, we're going to need a really big bang. And then stupid Ringo goes out and gets dynamite. First of all, Ringo...
It's lucky that guy didn't get everyone killed. Well,
Cartoon Ringo was the prop man. That's how little respect they had for him.
Well, it's Cartoon Ringo.
Also, I believe Cartoon Ringo was voiced by the same guy that voiced Boris Badenoff.
Yeah, could be.
Or was he John Lennon on the show? I
probably did all of them.
Do they show up at like the end of Yellow Submarine? Like,
yes, they do. They like, actually.
Well, that was a cartoon, wasn't it?
That was a cartoon we had nothing to do with.
Yeah, and like they're all talking, doing shtick, and like John Lennon's just looking off the distance, like, "What? Did we sign for this? Why are we doing this? This is an embarrassment." You smelling something?
Pizza.
I believe I think it's shrimp they're working on up there for lunch.
Five. Shrimp for lunch?
Number five.
Look at you.
Well.
C'est la vie.
Yeah, right? C'est la guerre. And then finally, Darren, number five today on the top five things. Stop doing that, Yogi Bear. You're going to float up the stairs.
I know I'm going to.
New detail.
What do you got, a scampi up there?
There's a podcast I want you to check out. It's all about... Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
It's a podcast called Inside Jaws.
Hmm.
The only podcast that talks more about Jaws than the podcast you're enjoying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I had never heard this. Do you know what Jaws 2 was supposed to be? The movie Jaws 2?
Your original story for Jaws 2 is going to be?
Yes, what Steven Spielberg wanted to do for Jaws 2. Steven Spielberg only did the first Jaws.
Yes.
He was going to do Jaws 2.
Yes.
But you know what the premise of Jaws 2 was going to be?
He was from another world?
Well, close. Another time. Jaws 2, Steven Spielberg's idea was...
To go back in time?
The movie was going to take place on the USS Indianapolis with Quint. And when they're in the water, no signal was sent.
Dow's eyes.
Yeah, they're describing it as
Hooper did your wife.
It would have been
Chief. Everyone in town knows Hooper's doing your wife.
Well, now wait a minute, Quint. That won't happen for another 30 years.
Well, there's some foreshadowing that goes on in it.
He just had a sense. In 30 years, there's going to be some infidelity, Chief.
Just know that. I know you're a kid now.
Yeah, Chief would have been like 9 years old.
You're a kid, but.
Yeah, they're describing it. The movie would have been. That it's Ooh. All about the shark feeding frenzy that took place on the USS Indianapolis.
Boy.
And there's that great scene where Quint describes it in great detail. The whole movie would have been like that. They're calling it that what it would have been is Saving Private Ryan with sharks. Like it would have just been.
Yeah.
You're just in the water really watching everybody get eaten. Have they ever made a movie about the USS Indianapolis? Because that seems like it'd be a great movie.
Boy, that's a lot to take.
Have you seen... There's some movie coming out this summer where... Maybe it's already come out. I feel like I saw the trailer where the shark is like the size of a jumbo jet.
Sure.
It's the shark movie this year.
It is Shark Week.
I watched that shark movie with the Gossip Girl.
Is Shark Week always the same week as Wimbledon?
Yes.
Hmm.
Do you know why that is?
Because... Sharks play best on grass.
That's exactly why. Absolutely.
I'm not a clay court shark. You're out of your mind. I won't do it.
Yeah, so Quint's speech.
Mm-hmm.
Like a doll's eyes.
And we're going to do it in 3D.
Yeah. It would have been, Jaws meets Saving Private Ryan. Would have been pretty cool. I guess there was a movie called USS Indianapolis.
Saving Private Jaws.
Men of Courage that has Mario Van Peebles and Nicolas Cage. I got 9% on Rotten Tomatoes, so maybe that's
why.
Maybe that's not the best...
You on the Indianapolis?
What happened?
This one, Bojo
Wife.
Japanese
submarine slammed two torpedoes into our side, Chief. He was coming back.
You don't know your history, Chief.
The Finian lady just delivered the bomb. The Hiroshima bomb.
Bam!
1,100 men went into the water. Vessel went down in 12 minutes. Didn't see the first shark for about half an hour. Tiger, 13-footer, you know that when you're in the water, Chief? You tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail. Well, we didn't know. Was our bomb mission had been so secret. No distress signal had been sent.
That's the best part of the movie.
Why were you guys carrying bums?
We had the Hiroshima bum. We needed.
Why don't you call it a bomb as opposed to a bum?
It was a bum. We took a bum.
And by the way, this one over here is doing your wife.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Just like Hooper does between your wife's legs.
That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. We will hope to be back tomorrow.
We were thinking about tomorrow at noon as well. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. If you'd like to reach out to it, use the Harrington, or excuse me, the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line. 470-23-NACHO. You had that little slip-up on Saturday, and I have the little slip-up on Monday.
And we'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post. Nice. Take two. The other guys, they pack up after the 4th of July, and they're gone. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is family-owned and operated, and they live locally. The Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398 and 563-320-0897. Now, they do have their two locations. One that is just south of Milan on Route 67 and the one in Davenport at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, open 10 till 10 and will be open past the 4th. They'll be open through this Friday. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Like them on Facebook. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. If you're having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. Mm. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
We do have on the Uncle Norm's text line here, we do have a text that I want to share. It says, regarding fried green tomatoes, yes, they kill an abusive husband and throw him on the grill as the investigator ate plate after plate of barbecue.
There you go.
So I guess that happens.
Isn't that crazy? When will you guys start believing I'm not crazy? When, and I didn't say I didn't say red mulch either.
You did say red though.
God, these popsicles are great. You ever had one?
Yeah, I like to brush my teeth with these great popsicles. What do you think of that? Well, people think I'm dying, but it's not really.
It's just
great food dye. No big deal.
Once I start, I can't stop. C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Until we get a chance to do it for you next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities rep spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.